I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. I am running so very late with this podcast, man. But I'm back!
We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh my, we hope you enjoy the show because, once again, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is on the air. Well, we're not on the air, I guess. We're actually on a podcast. What can I say? I record them, you listen to them. Life is good. And, as you know, I'm running so very late. Okay, like, this podcast that is recording right now, as I record this, it is July the 30th of the year 2007, as I record this. This podcast should have been recorded not last Saturday, but the Saturday before that. It is a new world record for late podcasts. And I'm very sorry about that, but I did warn you, if you read the blog, and of course that is the blog, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, I left you a message one day that said, I'm going to do a podcast that will encompass both weeks. Yes, indeed. And that is this podcast. And the reason for it is, I've just been, again, so very busy. This is podcast number 97. We're getting closer and closer to the big 100. The 100th podcast is only 3 more podcasts away. And we're going to do something really, really big. Oh, man. So very big, I can't even go into it at this time. So just stay tuned. In the meantime, let's go into the blog, which is the focus, shall we say, of this podcast. And, of course, that is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, that can be found at drbill.cc. CC, of course, standing for computer curmudgeon. That's right. Now, if you go to that blog, you will find that it is the headquarters, the international headquarters for the Dr. Bill podcast, which of course you're listening to, so you must have known somehow that it tied into the blog. I suppose you could be listening on iTunes or Podcast Pickle or Blueberry or any number of the other places that the podcast finds itself published and not even know about the amazing blog from which we get all of our information because that's where I write it. Yeah. Okay, since the last podcast, we've got 2 weeks worth of stuff, so I'm going to have to go really quickly here. Since the last podcast, I blogged about the Democracy Player becoming Miro. That's M-I-R-O. Now, the Democracy Player is an excellent project started by an organization that is called the Participatory Culture Foundation. It's kind of a highfalutin name, but basically what they are about is spreading the democracy of media throughout the world so that the Democracy Player was designed not to get you to vote in politics. See, that's where they were beginning to get people so confused by that term, they decided, you know, we'd better just change the name of our software. So they did. They changed it to Miro, so there'd be less confusion over the name. And what they're about is they designed this player as a means where you can get IPTV, Internet Protocol TV, through the Democracy Player by subscribing, just like you would subscribe with an MP3 RSS feed type of podcast software like Juice or, you know, iPod or X or, you know, any number of other iPod type, you know, MP3 type audio programs. Except this one is designed for video. So that's what Miro is about. A new version is out with a new name. You need to check it out. Next item, Pluto gets revenge. Now, I'm not talking about Mickey Mouse's dog. Mickey Mouse's dog getting revenge would not make the blog because it's not about science, science fiction, strangeness, randomness, geeky culture, you know, all of the things that this blog and podcast tends to be about. No, we're talking about the planet Pluto. Yes, I said planet. I know they tried to demote Pluto to a less than planet, but I don't care. I grew up knowing that Pluto was a planet. And it's going to remain a planet as long as I have anything to say about it. So there. Okay? Like I've got anything to say about it. But anyway, Pluto does get revenge because now it seems that scientists believe that they have found a 1,200 kilometer wide moon covered in patches of water crystals. Yeah, that's right. Dihydrogen oxide crystals. Dihydrogen oxide, get it? H2O, water. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, up to now, there's been no proof that any other body in the solar system has water. They've had their suspicions about Mars, and they still aren't too sure. And there's a couple of people that's got some bets on one of Jupiter's moons. But Pluto's moon seems to have the potential for liquid water underneath the surface. There could be a whole ocean of water underneath this moon of Pluto with little fishies. Okay, I don't know about the fishies. But if they were, they would be alien fishies. And that would be random, and I would like it. So Pluto gets revenge. It says, demote me from being a planet, will you? I'll just have a moon with fishies under it. Mwahaha! Yeah. Okay, anyway. Next item, dual booting Ubuntu in Windows. And Windows, not in Windows. Now, you can do that, too. You can use VMware. You can... There's a lot of ways. But I'm talking about Ubuntu Linux and Windows running on the same machine, but dual booting. Yes. There's a how-to on the web at How to Forge, and I've got a link right there in the blog to it, and it's a cool one. Now, just in case you're wondering, we do have something pretty amazing on the podcast today. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to mention.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
If it's tech, it's right here because we're a member of the Tech Podcast Network. You knew that. I didn't have to tell you that. But I did need to play that cool little thing because I like playing the cool little thing. No, what I was going to tell you about is... That's right, the Geek Software of the Week. The cool thing is that this week, since it's a two-week podcast, we have two Geek Software of the Weeks, and this one is Qliner Hotkeys. Qliner Hotkeys is a free and open-source keyboard productivity environment. It is the first product of its kind that is usable by computer geeks and non-geeks alike. Hotkeys builds on the concept of Windows shortcut keys, but takes the concept to a whole new level. Do you think key combinations are hard to remember? Just hold the Windows key for 3 seconds, and up pops a screen keyboard with icons on the keys that are configured. From this, you can not only remind yourself of the hotkey combinations, you can also drag and drop configuration items into this keyboard. It's pretty doggone cool. Check it out. I think some of you will really, really like it. Now we come to the item that, in fact, we are late again, and I'll skip right over that. Except for saying that in the blog entry where I said I was going to be late again, I did quote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, saying that Arthur Dent said, "I seem to be having a problem with my lifestyle." Yeah, and I seem to be doing that. I've got to get the ability to have a Saturday morning to do the podcast again. And somehow, I'll do it. It's my duty to mankind. Yeah, anyway, let's go do the Game Master segment. What do you say? Wouldn't it be cool to hear what the Game Master's been up to? I think so. Of course, I'm a little partial since he's my son Benjamin, but what are you gonna say? Let's go in to the Game Master segment. All right, it's time once again for the Game Master segment, and here he is, the Game Master.
Yo.
And he says he's got nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, it's going to be an exciting Game Master segment, I can tell.
Yeah. I do have two games I could review if you wanted to, but
well,
if you have something else to talk about...
I always have something to talk about, because I'm totally random.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, for instance... we got stuff coming up on TV.
Okay.
For instance, we've got new episodes that we talked about last week of Burn Notice and Psych and Monk and the 4400 and all those USA programs that we like so much. All of that's going on. We've got a new episode of Star Trek New Voyages.
We do?
Yes. Not available yet, but it's coming in August. So get ready for that. And it's going to star George Takei.
Yes, soon. I know. I saw the previews.
Yes, obvious. It's going to be awesome. Truly awesome. I was reading about it online, and they had an interview with James Cawley, the guy who's like that plays Kirk, that's the producer guy.
You mean Elvis?
Yeah, he also does Elvis, yeah. Actually, does a pretty good Elvis, but he does a great Kirk, too. I really like him as Kirk. I actually have gotten to the point now that I see him as Kirk more than actually William Shatner.
Right.
Right. Which is pretty amazing when you think about the fact that I'm a diehard original series fan.
I prefer DS9.
Yeah, well, I like DS9 too, because Benjamin Sisko pretty much rocks.
And I'm named after him. Sort of.
Well, no. We came up with the name before Sisko. However, the timing was such that we had just heard that the captain was named Sisko on DS9, so we said, well, there you go, that's appropriate. You're actually named mainly after my dad, Charlie Franklin. He's Benjamin Franklin. And then Benjamin Franklin is pretty awesome as well. Okay, he's bored out of his mind hearing about his own name. I mean, what's with that?
You're crazy. That's what with it.
Well, yes, but that comes as a surprise to no one in particular. So anyway, these games you're going to review, what are they?
Right, okay. Back in the Mega Man special episode thingy, where I reviewed all those Mega Man games.
Yes.
I missed two.
Uh-oh.
From the Battle Network series, because we didn't have enough time to fit them in.
Okay.
They were Battle Network Transmission, or Network Transmission, if you prefer, and Battleship Challenge, or N1 Grand Prix.
Okay.
They're sort of side games. They don't actually fit anywhere in the storyline, technically.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still there.
I see.
Battleship Challenge was completely random. It fit nowhere in the story. I don't think they even tried to make it, you know, fit into the continuity.
Continuity.
I don't care. Ahem.
He doesn't care when I correct him, but he corrects me, and it just is a big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Where was I? Right. I think they made the game only to allow you to use some of the special features they had designed for the game.
And to make money.
Well, yes. Primarily, the thing I liked about the game was you could pick your own character.
Okay.
There were six characters you could choose from. You weren't stuck with Mega Man.
Stuck?
Stupid, same old Mega Man.
Stuck?
Yes,
with Mega Man? I keep forgetting you're a big Proto Man fan.
Proto Man is awesome. And he has swords.
Well, if he's got swords, then I'm sure he'd have to be number one with you because you really love swords.
I like swords.
I like swords. He says that a lot.
And 8-bit theater.
He also says other things a lot. things that don't come to mind at the moment. Never mind. So 8-bit theater,
moving on,
and also Red versus Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Told you we'd work it in.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he was just watching that, and I said we were going to talk about it, and he said no. Anyway,
moving on.
So,
Battleship Challenge really was basically designed for the features that were designed for the game. I don't really know why they made it. Don't ask me.
To make money.
Other than that. Point being, it had next to no storyline, and the gameplay was subpar at best.
So they pretty much did it on a weekend, you know.
Yeah, they were bored, so they threw it together.
Threw it together, yeah.
5 out of 10.
That's not good.
It gets 5 points for the 5 extra characters.
Sigh. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Ahem. Network transmission.
Yes.
That one's a lot better.
Okay.
They at least tried to give it a story. They didn't necessarily succeed, but they tried.
Okay.
They had this thing called the Zero Virus.
Mm-hmm.
That was messing with net navvies all over the world.
Okay.
And eventually, through some weird something or another, Mega Man ends up turning the virus into a net navvy, which I don't quite understand.
And does he, in turning it to a net navvy, does it become a good net navvy?
Unclear on that. Because I haven't quite beaten the game yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll find out.
I've gotten to Shadow Man's level, which is the third from the last. So. Uh-huh. I'm cool. Close, but not there yet.
Cool.
But anyway, the gameplay was radically different from anything ever seen before.
Uh-huh.
It was side-scrolling.
I see.
And you still had battleships you could use, though, so it wasn't like the original series either.
Interesting.
The gameplay was really well done. And they had a system in place where you could use multiple battleships with just one selection. And I liked that a lot. That was really useful.
Cool.
It was also rather challenging. So it gets, I'd say, an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Pretty
good.
Well done.
Yeah.
Graphics could use some work, though, just to let you know.
I see. Well, you stayed up really, really late last night.
True.
Really late. Which meant that he slept really late this morning. And so what I did is I watched DLTV while you were asleep. And I actually watched it through the TV from my laptop, which was pretty cool. It's video out, went right to the TV, and was able to watch it. Now, you might ask, what does this have to do with anything?
Absolutely nothing.
No, actually it does. They had a segment talking about the fact that there were games coming for the Wii that would take real advantage of its technology, one of which was a new Metroid game.
Metroid Prime 3 Corruption?
Yeah.
I already read about that in one of my gaming magazines.
See, I thought maybe he hadn't even heard about it and he was going to go, wow, that's great! But see, he's already...
I actually told you that a couple days ago.
So that's outside the 2-day limit, isn't it? Yeah. See, there's this 2-day memory limit. Never mind. Anyway, the point is...
I think the only thing stored in his long-term memory is our names.
Yes. Okay, Fred, here's the thing.
What?
Yeah, name, get it, never mind. They actually had scenes from it in the podcast, the video cast, whatever it was, and it was cool looking.
Yes.
Extremely cool looking.
Have you seen the first two Metroid Primes?
No.
Hmm. They were cool looking too.
Kind of.
What?
But anyway, I saw them as you were playing them, but not closely.
Right.
They also had a new Mario that's going to come out for the Wii.
What, Super Paper Mario? It's already out.
No. This was a new one. New one. That they talked about, and it looked really cool.
Do you remember what it was about?
I do not. And I do not remember its name, but it was very cool. And they also talked about one that, a new game that I think was made by BioWare, but I'm not 100% sure, that it's going to have a board device that you stand on and you learn yoga. And because of the pressure of your weight on the board, it knows whether or not you're doing things right.
So it's Yoga Revolution instead of Dance Revolution?
Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but as the reviewer was saying, how long is it going to take before somebody creates a board, turns it kind of sideways so that it's long, and then makes a skateboard game out of it? So it could be like Tony Hawk, you know?
Right.
Yeah, well, anyway. I thought it was an interesting game segment. It was the guy from 1UP.com that was doing the review. So, pretty cool. So, go check out 1UP.com. That's the number one in UP up dot.
It's a reference to... Mario. That's what they call their extra lives.
1UPs?
Yes, 1UPs. It's...
Oh, that's cute. He's glaring at me, giving me an evil look because I said it was cute.
Their symbol is the 1UP mushroom from the Mario games.
I see. So
why they eat mushrooms, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't eat mushrooms. I just don't believe in eating fungus. No. It's right out. Don't like pickles either. And pickles are... He's not going to go with it at all. I was hoping he'd go with it and say...
Evil!
Pickles are evil, yes. Because they are evil. If you've ever had pickle juice get on your anything that you might eat, it's
say
evil.
A french fry.
French fry. Oh,
terrible, isn't it?
Pickle juice on a french fry. It's just evil. It smells, and it's powerful, and it's like it's radiating evil.
He thinks pickles are radioactive.
Yeah, it's because they radiate, and they're green. I'm still not entirely convinced Superman would not be weakened by a pickle. Okay, I think I'm losing him.
Crazy.
You wouldn't have it any other way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, got anything else? Apparently not.
Excuse me, I have to go blow something up. Does that work?
Yeah, that works. That works, yes. Okay. All right, so we'll fade on out of here, and he'll go blow something up, except actually I think he'll go back to YouTube
RBD.
And watch more
actually,
Red versus
Google Video.
Google Video?
Yeah, YouTube doesn't have it, at least that I've seen yet.
But Google does.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's odd.
That's because they don't care about
but
you
Google
know,
bought
copyright
YouTube.
So much. Yes, I know.
Okay, well, that clarifies it.
Anyway.
So, we'll just mosey on out of here until next time. Remember that the Game Master is always out there watching the gaming world. And even when I think I've got a scoop, I really don't.
At all.
And that's the Game Master segment for both this week and last week. How cool is that? Yeah. Anyway, the little repartee there between the Game Master and myself is, of course, brought to you by Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, available at drbill.cc on your podcast dial. Yeah. And I know we're running a little bit long with this podcast, but, you know, I'm trying to compact two podcasts into one, and it's kind of hard to do that without running over time, so you'll just have to forgive the fact that I'm running over time just a bit. Let's go back to the blog, drbill.cc, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, and pick up where we left off. SJV-N's opinion is that HP will soon offer Linux PCs. Now you say, who is SJV-N? That, of course, is Stephen J. Von Nichols, our old buddy from Desktop Linux, and he believes that Dell has started a trend that major PC manufacturers will soon be selling Desktop Linux on their PCs. I also saw something on Dig today that Dell is pushing for new Linux drivers. Dude! That's good news. All right, next item. Meet the $100 more or less laptop. That's the EXO laptop that MIT has developed. It's available at laptop.org, and I mean information about it, not the laptop themselves, because those are destined to the kids around the world that don't have laptops. You can see a picture of it on the blog, looking very cool and green, kind of like Kermit. And you can click on the article about the XO laptop. Check that out. I got an email from somebody that said that they would like to sponsor some of the laptops to go overseas to needy kids. And I said, dude, way to go. Go to laptop.org, click on the cute little symbols there, and one of them is how to contribute to that project. So I steered him in that direction because I don't have any direct connection with the One Laptop Per Child project. But it does sound like a very cool humanitarian thing, so go for it. Next item, Dig and Microsoft? Yeah, Dig used to do all of their ads through Google, but now they are switching over to Microsoft content text sensitive ads. As you read something there on Dig, then the ad will change. It already has been doing that because of Google AdSense, but now they're going to be using Microsoft technology on Dig. It's just wrong. That's okay. I'll be all right. Anyway, next item. Now, that's what I call a super computer. Now, think about this. 4 terabytes. Not megabytes. No. Not gigabytes. 4 terabytes of memory. Now, we're not talking disk space here. A 4-terabyte data center in disk space would be monstrously huge. But no, we're talking actual random access memory, RAM, 4 terabytes. The mind boggles. Now, imagine 2,048 dual-core processors. Now, you didn't get that. 2,048 dual-core processors. Dude. Then imagine 13.1 teraflops of computing power connected to 240 terabytes of disk storage. Can I have one of those? Dude. And what, you might ask, is this monster amazing supercomputer running as its operating system? Wait for it. Linux. Now, one instance of Linux running on all that power. Dude, it just makes you just salivate. I want me one of those for Christmas. Anyway, I thought that was awesome. Click on the article, read the article. It is awesome. It's enough to make a Linux geek just freak completely out. Oh, well, there's another Geek Software of the Week drum roll, because, yes, because it's a two-week podcast, we've got another Geek Software of the Week, and I got to admit, this one is awesome. I really like this Geek Software of the Week. As a matter of fact, it is my latest must-have on my PC. Every single one that I own across the universe has to have a copy of MP3 Tag. And that is because it is perfect. It is the one that I have been searching for. It is the holy grail of MP3 ID3 taggers. You see, ID3 is the tagging format that crams all the information into an MP3 file, or an ogvorbis file, or a FLAC file, or all the different formats. And here's what I wanted. I wanted an MP3 tagger that would write the IDE file, ID3 file, blah, blah, blah. Not ID, that's a hard drive. Never mind. Anyway, ID3 tag, I wanted that written into the MP3 file. I wanted to be able to use the same software to do Monkeys Audio, to do MPEG-4, to do ogvorbis, to do Speaks, to do Tom's Audio, to do WAV files, to do Windows Media. And you might say, Dr. Bill, dude, I'm sorry, there is no program that does all that, and certainly not one for free. Well, guess what there really is? Some dude in Germany, of all places, has written this software. Yes, he has a German version and an English version. and download it. It is free. It's perfect for what I was looking for. It's clean. It's small. It's fast. It writes in all these formats. It just plain out rocks. Wow. And somehow, I have managed to do the entire podcast, all 30 minutes of it, 2 weeks worth of podcasting in the 30-minute time slot. Yes, I rock. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, it's a little late at night. I'm kind of flaking out, so I think I'd better just slide on out of here. And that's why the music's coming up. There it is. This weekend, I promise, really, somehow, I'll get it done. I will, really, seriously, I'm going to try. Did I mention the doctor is out of here?
We hope you enjoy the show.
You don't have to be so happy about it.